who started questioning their dedication to running Hard Whitewater and who were discovering more important things in life. Don watched as one friend after another gave up extreme kayaking, turning to tamer sports. Don keeps himself in shape and tuned up to the mental rigors of paddling Class 5 because he is not yet ready to part with his passion. He is proving himself immune to the kayaker's version of an existential crisis. Loath as he is to admit it, Don was well-suited for this expedition, in part because he seems to be driven solely by the sport of kayaking. He shuffles through the rest of life, lacking a certain purpose and energy. Sometimes I imagine him never doing anything again. But when it's time to go kayaking, a transformation happens. He springs to life, gets impressively motivated, and his energy is uncontainable. The first time I went hiking with Don was a disaster. He trudged along ridiculously slowly and complained the entire time. For the duration of the 2-hour hike, all I heard was how his knee hurt, how his feet hurt, and the constant question, what is the point of just plain hiking anyways? I get it if we are skiing or kayaking, but we're just doing this to turn around at the top and come back down. 2 weeks later, we started a river trip with a tricky put-in. We had to carry our kayaks 13 miles up and over 12,000-foot-tall Bishop Pass to reach the middle fork of the Kings River in California's High Sierra. The hike would take 1 day, and the river would take us 6 days to paddle. Our kayaks were loaded with 7 days' worth of food and camping gear and weighed about 85 pounds apiece. A typical whitewater kayak is 8 to 9 feet long and makes an ungainly backpack. Don was nauseatingly spry and giddy. He kept stopping to ask if I was okay, making furtive references to my extremely slow pace. A blank, uncomprehending look overtook his face when I told him, I'm fine. It's just slow going when you are carrying 70% of your body weight on your back. He shrugged and trotted, hiked up the trail. He is smart, too, but doesn't like to show this side of himself. I think he worries that if people discover he is smart, they will demand he do something besides kayaking. After a few beers, though, this side of him pushes its way out, emerging in the form of him holding his own in a scientific conversation that he should know nothing about. He can be kind of grumpy, but he loves to help people. Midge and I would both need a lot of help on our journey down the Amazon, and neither of us ever had any doubt that Don would have our backs. And though he loves to complain, Don can suffer through just about anything.